The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Aldo Tullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Here comes old Rose, she's looking mighty fine. Here comes hot and nasty. Stepping right on time. Here go the streetlights, bringing on the night. Here come the man, faces hidden from the light. All through the shadows, oh, they come and they go.
Good morning, Joe, on the radio, baby.
They got the fire down below.
7:06 with Piscopo in the morning with Al Gattulo. And Joe Sibilia and Debbie Duhame, great to have you with us. Hogan Gidley is going to join us momentarily. Nicole Parker this hour. Next hour, Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis. I just saw on NJ.com, you know, it's so political. Will you please stop being political? The Star led. There used to be a newspaper in New Jersey called the Newark Evening News. That's when I was a kid, 100 years ago. And Pop would always read the Newark Evening News, you know. But back then, there was the news, and they would print, like, news. You know, they didn't print like opinion. Everything's opinion. So at Pop would, I remember distinctly, Newark Evening News, it was delivered to the house, you know, like the old days. So now, that turns into the Newark Star Ledger is the newspaper in New Jersey, really, in North Jersey. And then they have, NJ.com, which is like the online version of that. And it's always, so somebody went after, Jeff Andrew. And, you know, and I think we've had the gentleman on our show, and it says Jeff Andrew shamelessly supports Vladimir Putin. It actually said that. And actually, they actually printed that in the paper. Jeff Andrew. Congressman Van Drew is one of the few people that actually fight for us, stick up for New Jersey, care about New Jersey, is aware of New Jersey because he's a Jersey guy. And then they put that in the Star Ledger. Because if you voted against the package, you know, the foreign aid package of, you know, $100 billion with the, you know, almost 70 of it going to Ukraine, and just asking the simple question, and how is that money getting there? Can we see where our money goes? And if you don't, you love Vladimir Putin. It's great. Listen, I believe you got you. I believe, and I'm an old, you know, war kind of guy that understands the war only through my dad, and studying that and studying the Second World War, that I believe Putin will just keep going. He ain't gonna stop. So you got to stop him somehow. But why is it our responsibility? Why do we have to pay for everything? What are the other countries ponying up? And why can't we? And that is why I understand the criticisms of a Marjorie Taylor Greene. I know she upsets everybody, but you know, she was, and I say, do it behind closed doors. Just do it behind closed doors, Republicans, like the Democrats do. You ever see Akeem Jeffries up there do the speeches? Cause he's like the minority leader in the House, you know. This guy, and no disrespect, but when I talk about folks, I don't want to say, cause I have no right to talk about anybody, but he just does talking points. They do talking points. The Democrats all get together. They really do. Maybe they put the little aluminum cap on their head, you know. Just Nancy Pelosi and what stock options are they going to get? You know, oh yeah, they do, but they do it together. The Democrats, they're brilliant at it. Brilliant. Republicans, it's all out there. Oh my gosh. And you don't understand. It's too close to the election. So I don't disagree. It's not that we disagree so much with Marjorie Taylor Greene. And we understand, let's itemize where the money's going. And if you're going to give to Ukraine, then give to the border first. And why did that not happen? It's a concern. So he had about 55, I guess, Republicans not vote for this. And Nicole Malliotakis was one of them. So we'll hear from Nicole. But you can't, rather than fighting, you know, and I just wish that the Republicans could do it behind closed doors, because you got to show power now. Right now, you got to think about Trump, 9:30 this morning, in a couple hours. And as you approach the 11 o'clock hour, this guy, and I can't say this enough, and I have to say it on the radio, because you'll get Fox News talking about it, you'll get Newsmax, Real America's Voice online, and I think, you know what, that's pretty much it. And then us, you know, Salem, right? And we're just trying to tell you the truth. This judge, and I could say it, but you're not going to hear the mainstream media say it. The judges that are doing this, this is all a political takedown. This is like Chile. This is like Venezuela. This is like every single third world republic that you've ever known. That's what we are becoming now. That's what this is. Everybody around the world sees it, including who? Vladimir Putin. And maybe the Star Ledger should do a story about that. How the way our court systems, certainly in New York, are turning into what Putin would do in Russia, or what Xi would do in China, or what Stalin would have done, or what Hitler would have done. Very similar. It's all similar. Very, very similar. North Korea. Take your pick. And now you got a judge who couldn't make it in the private practice, in my opinion. This guy, Mershon, overseeing, and Alvin Bragg, the guy, the poor guy. And you know how I know the guys, I feel bad, because we've all been stressed. The guy is, and God forgive me, I don't mean to be mean, he's letting himself go, and you could see it. And and there's other people like that, but who are former friends, and I don't want to be insulting on the air. But, and I believe me, I do the same thing. You know, you eat too much, you let yourself go a little bit. You could see Bragg is in complete this. And I don't feel sorry for him, because he should be bold and stand up, but he's probably got a family. That's George Soros calling on the phone right now, you know. And he's owned. They're owned by this evil force trying to take down America. And this, you could see it. Can you not see Alvin Bragg? You telling me that looks like a healthy individual to you, the poor guy?
I feel you said food and didn't take care of it. I immediately like, wait a second. That's me. I didn't. I'm sorry.
No. But you don't look. But you
did
are,
you say I, that you're guilty of that? How have you let yourself go? At all?
I have let myself go.
No. Yeah. That's no. But Al, you are on your game, and you have just carry yourself.
Really.
No, I'm telling you.
No. I fake a lot of it. Come on.
You know. Whatever it is, you can't.
I mean,
that guy
is slovenly. Slovenly
is the word.
He looks like he has crumbs in his beard, which is never a good look. Like, it always looks like he's going to just
I don't want to be mean. I'm looking.
You don't want to be mean. You just said he eats a lot and doesn't take care of himself. How is that not mean?
I'm just trying to understand this guy.
You basically called him fat and slovenly without saying fat and slovenly, using other words. I mean, how is that a compliment? I mean, my goodness, come on.
Your Honor, he'll be up there today.
Your Honor.
Go for the hoagie, Your Honor. Burp. You know,
Donald Trump.
He
was eating like a churro or something while he was, you know, Mr. President, pick up a donut from the thing and start eating.
All I know is I speak for myself. I'm not accusing anybody else, because we're all susceptible to that. I could be 400 pounds and really have a drinking problem. I really would. It would be great. How great would it
come
be?
Come on, wouldn't that be the great, the best part? Yeah. Like the Piscopo biopic or whatever at the end. You're just sitting in your house eating chocolate, drinking. I remember.
I used to be in shape. I hate this show. Look at this picture I have.
Portrayed by Brendan Fraser.
You are black and I am white. Yeah. You're just sitting there eating chocolate, drinking. Another shot. Pour me another shot.
Joe Piscopo took a downturn later in life.
No, and by the way,
the slovenly Mr. Piscopo.
By the way, all of these protests and stuff—they just flashed something on the screen, and I didn't read the entire story.
What happened? I'm afraid of
Alec Baldwin, who we all know has a little bit of an anger issue.
Go ahead, explain this, please.
But
explain
again,
what happened.
The man is being vilified again. He was at a coffee shop getting coffee,
see that?
And some jerk decides to confront him with a cell phone and wants him to say, you know, anti-whatever, a free Palestine, and this and that. Baldwin smacked the phone away from him. Good for him.
You know,
he'll probably be up on charges now of assault and all kinds
of
other stuff.
Right. Exactly.
Released
right.
on his own recognizance.
But that was harassment. That
exactly.
was harassment.
Leave the guy
you
alone.
You may hate Alec Baldwin. That was harassment, and that was so insanely rude what that person did.
But,
and it's online. I'm not even going to retweet it. It was insanely rude.
They know that this is stuff that we're going to talk about.
Shy of slovenly is what that was, Al.
Well,
actually,
yeah. Alec looked a little. I mean, he's got your.
He got up in the morning. He went to get coffee and. Somebody's got a camera in his face. I don't care what happened. No one should be subject to that.
No, no, no.
Huh?
But the way the guy was filming him was to the side, and his belly's looking as big.
No, it's all right. Yeah, no.
It's fine.
But we're talking about a video that got out this morning. Somehow, I guess Alec was getting coffee or something.
Right.
And then they went after him. And what was she harassing him about? I missed what she was harassing
him. About the Israel-Hamas war, and she wanted him to say free Palestine. And he refused. He just kept telling her no. And then he smacked the phone out of her hand.
And this is not the first time this has happened to him.
Remember,
this just happened a couple months ago.
He was going to an acting class to teach near Grand Central. They were having a protest. They crossed the street to confront him while he was walking to this class.
Yeah, that's wrong.
He basically
wrong.
Yelled at them or whatever and walked away. But I mean, leave the guy alone.
Yeah, you're right. No, I understand. And by the way, you know what? You're gonna say it's Alec Baldwin. No one should be subject to that. Absolutely not. And Alec should not be subject to that. And so too, you guys. I don't know if you know. I've known Alec, talked with Alec. Mm. Oh, he's a very funny guy.
He
really is, and a great actor. My goodness gracious.
Yes. So anger management, notwithstanding.
Regardless of what you think of him politically, I don't think there's anything. Taken away from the fact that he's a talented
about
guy.
About to be on trial for shooting
not
a
be
gun
taunted
that he didn't
like
know.
That.
Just, no
reason. No, yeah, exactly. Whatever happened on the set and all right. that jazz, but not to be taunted like that. Hey,
what books?
Also, you know what? Yeah, I know. That was great.
A book about Admiral Halsey and conclusions are all wrong. Halsey acted stupidly. Turn until this reads 3-1.
Great film. Great. Is that a guy's film?
Without a doubt.
That and Predator.
I didn't know that John Milhouse rewrote most of that movie.
Really?
He's the guy who did Red Dawn and a bunch of other stuff. He rewrote parts of the script. And originally, Connery was supposed to speak Russian throughout. But I guess they only decided to do it in the beginning and in the middle part where they meet up with the American crew so as not to confuse people.
Yeah, we got a break, but you know they show Sean Connery, you know, rest his soul. They would always show him in later life walking around with sweatpants on. Then they go after Gene Hackman. Hey, you know, leave these guys alone. 93 years old. Hackman's getting coffee. They got Hackman now, and then they show him then in French Connection. You know, come on, give the guy a break.
I mean, the guy is 93.
Give the guy a break, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
If he's walking, getting coffee by himself at 93, it's like,
he's retired, and he's been retired for a long time. He hasn't done a film.
Mr. Right. Hackman. Goodness gracious.
Dabney Coleman goes to the convenience store.
Dabney Coleman. Hey, Joe on the radio, Hoagie Gidley's going to join us momentarily. We got a lot to get into today. Oh, I'm trying to lighten it up, Deb. The petunias helped me out a little bit. Yeah,
yes.
The petunias. There we go. There we go.
Yes,
yeah, you know, the flowers around the house and everything.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, my goodness gracious. But
I got flowers when I was at the Catholic Charities dinner last Tuesday, a beautiful bouquet that was on the on each of the table. They still look perfect.
Wow.
I can't believe it.
Wow.
You know, it's just so nice. I love flowers. They're
the flowers have resurrected. Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, isn't that funny? Hey, by the way, big shout out. That's to Cardinal Tobin, correct? That's the event for Catholic Charities, which I fabulous. And I missed it this year. Was it 2 years ago again? Already? We were there with Anthony?
When you were there. You were funny. You brought down the house. Everybody was laughing so hard.
We had a great time.
Great.
And he's so busy. He's in Rome a lot, doing a great job in the Archdiocese of Newark. And I must revisit. I saw him recently when we did a Padre Pio Mass. I did see him during that. That was extraordinary. Hey, nice. Deb's out there. Hogan Gidley coming up, checking out traffic. And 7:19. Debbie, how are we doing out there this morning?
Let's see what's happening. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for today and tomorrow, Joe. It's all due to Passover. Metered parking rules in effect. Inbound George Washington Bridge 30, Lincoln 15, Holland 20. We're seeing delays on the Bruckner North at East Tremont Ave in the Bronx. An accident still out there. Delays back to Castle Hill Avenue. Traffic is still slowing down as you head over to the BQE eastbound, slowing down by the Battery Tunnel. Van Wyck northbound on the brakes, getting up toward Main Street. Taking ride to the Merritt Parkway northbound exit 39 into Norwalk. It's an accident. Looks like at least one lane blocked heading through that area. 78 eastbound slowing down through Hunterdon County out by exit 11 with an accident. And Cranberry South River Road. It's an accident as you get out toward the area of the turnpike. Everything completely closed there. Partly cloudy today with a high of 61. Tomorrow, sunshine in the afternoon with a high of almost 70. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us. I'm going to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. All right. You need a will. You need a trust, a power of attorney, healthcare proxy. And you could have all your questions answered by Mike himself. He goes on and he does these seminars for free, for free. All right. I'm not like, for example, let me tell you, this will be tomorrow. Okay. Tomorrow. And it's Wednesday the 24th, Connolly's Corner, Grand Avenue in Maspeth, Queens, 3 and 7 p.m., two shows. Now, Don Roberto's, now, that's what I'll be at Don Roberto's tomorrow, but let me not to confuse you. Mike Connors will be at Don Roberto's in Staten Island, everybody knows Don Roberto's, April 25th, and that's 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., okay? That's Thursday with Mike Connors, free seminar. How about, Adria Hotel? Anybody in Bayside, in Queens, Northern Boulevard? This is Friday, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Again, two seminars. Think about that. Monday, April 29th at the Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue, Brooklyn, 3 and 7 p.m. Tuesday, April 30th at Buckley's Restaurant in Sheepshead Bay at Brooklyn, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. That's Mike Connors live, in person, free. Free. Now, if you want a free, again, you know that word. That's a key word. You get a free initial consultation from an attorney at Connors & Sullivan if you call 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. You don't want to mess around. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning, Mike Connors always says, is not planning at all. You got to plan something. And you'll get to meet Beth and Mike Jr. That's a great family, and they know exactly how to take care of you to protect your legacy. All right? So 718-238-6500. Or if you want to go see Mike in person, please start here, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Today, we'll find out how new home sales were holding up in March. Economists are predicting sales roughly even with February. There also are reports on manufacturing and the services sector of the economy for April from S&P. General Motors reports quarterly numbers today. Tesla reports earnings after the Wall Street close. Phil Orlando, chief equity market strategist at Federated Hermes, says so far earnings are holding up.
Earnings season is coming in pretty good. Revenues so far are up about 4.5% year over year. Earnings are up about 7.5% year over year. So the season's been pretty good.
Other earnings today from Lockheed Martin, GE Aerospace, Texas Instruments, United Parcel Service, Spotify Technology, Visa, and others. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart. Every year, more than 4 million pets enter shelters here in the United States. My friends at American Humane have been helping animals since 1877. The goal is to ensure that pets have a safe shelter, especially during natural disasters. Adopting a shelter pet allows shelters to help more animals awaiting care. Please consider adopting today and take some time to learn more about American Humane's other work at AmericanHumane.org.
Gosh, do I love telling you about AMAC. They fight for common sense, and they hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Listen, the founder of AMAC was the late, wonderful Dan Weber, and I think about Dan all the time. You visit GallagherForAMAC.com, or just text the keyword AMAC to our MyPillow text line, 800-655-MIKE, and get an exclusive election year special. You'll get a 4-year AMAC membership for $30. This is so exciting. An election year special from our friends at AMAC. They're fighting for seniors. Well, listen to this election year special. 4 years for just $30. Be part of the army of grassroots Americans fighting for the soul of the country. If you're a senior, tear up your AARP card and join AMAC. 4 years for $30. Just text AMAC to 800-655-MIKE. That's AMAC to 800-655-6453 or go to GallagherForAMAC.com. Welcome back, AMAC.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hogan Gidley, standing by. I want to tell you about something that has saved thousands of lives. It's called LifeVac. I hold it in my hand as I speak to you now. And there are 5,000 choking deaths in the United States annually, okay? One child dies every 5 days from choking. Older adults are also at risk of choking, right? You have foods eaten by a handful, like popcorn, grapes, peanuts, you know, they can get overloaded in the mouth, causing a choking episode. LifeVac, that's the name of this product. I tell you, it's a lifesaver like I've never seen. It's a simple rescue device that can change a life in a choking emergency. It's non-invasive and easy to use. If you have a young child or a senior relative, I strongly recommend you visit the LifeVac website today at lifevac.net. I know Arthur Lee is my buddy, and Arthur came up with this whole concept. They have a beautiful, beautiful facility where they make the product right in America, right on Long Island. And I saw that room that I tell you about. I walked in with all these pictures on the wall, and I got to meet all those mostly parents of children who were saved by LifeVac. And Arthur will text me, we saved another life today. Two more lives we saved today. With this, you need this device in your house. I keep it in my home. You got to go to lifevac.net, okay? You view the videos demonstrating how easy it is to use. And LifeVac works in three simple steps. You just place, you push, and then you pull. And the LifeVac device dislodges the obstruction and suctions out the food or object, for example. It's that simple. And it can be self-administered. Please check this out. It's a lifesaver. It's called LifeVac at lifevac.net.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour. Weeknights at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Hogan Gidley taking the time with us. Always appreciate it. Very busy young man. Hogan, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. How are you, my friend?
Great to be with you, Joe. Appreciate the time.
Man, listen, we appreciate you taking the time as well because, you know, here we are, and I don't even know where to start, but it's like what's happening in New York. And first of all, what's happening, you know, you could tell how the Trump trial is so crazy because look what's happening at Columbia, not too far away, you know. Look what's happening at the college campuses. Look what's happening on the world stage, Hogan Gidley. I was bold enough, Hogan, to sample some of the Sunday morning shows before I went to work for my show later on. And I'm watching Meet the Press. I'm watching I think it was Margaret Brennan from CBS actually said, the world is on fire, quote unquote. That's what she said. So now everybody knows where we are, what's happening, the absolute destruction of mankind that is right before us, that is unfolding in real time. What do they do? What do they do with the one guy that could stop it? Let's take him to court. Let's take him to court and shut him down. Hogan, how does this end up? It's like they want this hell to, they want the world on fire. But this is what I'm worried about today. 9:30, maybe into 11 o'clock. This amateur guy, Mershon, the judge, and Bragg, this guy, are they going to try to lock Donald Trump up today with that gag order situation?
Look, there are so many legal scholars out there talking about the unconstitutionality of allowing everyone on their side of the aisle to continue to go to the media, say all the things they want, but Donald Trump can't defend himself. He can't even point out the obvious. Mershon himself gave money to Joe Biden. That Mershon's grown daughter is a PR executive and basically is in politics, made millions of dollars off of running ads and other campaigns for people like Adam Schiff going after Trump. Like, this whole thing is a self-perpetuating cash cow for these folks. You'd think he'd want to recuse himself, even if he knew in his heart of hearts that he could be nonpartisan. He could really just follow the law. Just the appearance of his own background and his own political biases, that of his daughters, would make anybody that had any character whatsoever step down and say, I don't want any part of this. Also, Bragg's predecessors did not file charges on this. The federal government looked at this and also said, nothing here, folks. Right. We're not going to go after this. Biden's own DOJ did that. So the fact is, Donald Trump here has done nothing wrong. This is another example of election interference. And when Donald Trump does go to the camera and he does say things like that, he may get in trouble for it. But it is 100% true what he is saying. Yet again, something people mock Donald Trump for. Yet again, something that they say he isn't really truthful about turns out to be 100% correct. This is a big day for this country, because you got to decide where you're going to go. You may not like Donald Trump. You don't like things he says. You may not even like things he does, whatever. But no one is above the law. No one's beneath it either. And you can't weaponize the judicial system in this way to go after someone who, I might add, could have had these charges brought against him years ago, could have had the stuff with evaluations of property brought up decades ago. They didn't do it until not only he ran for president. That wasn't even really the issue. It was that he was ahead in the polls and Joe Biden was in trouble. That's when they went after him.
And no matter what happens, I said, is Hogan Gidley with Joe Piscopo on the radio. And I know I talked to a lot of people who are sickened by it. And that's the word, Hogan. They're sickened by it because they see what Donald Trump has to go through. But I say to you, as you listen in the morning on the radio here to Hogan and Joe, is that no matter what happens, if the worst happens, and this guy Mershon he wants to ruin his reputation for the whole rest of his life and the reputation of his family, and they're going to send Donald Trump downstairs into the court, what do you do with the Secret Service? Into the jail cell, and you go down there, and then Alvin Bragg, and if they do that, and they can do that, it just makes Trump stronger, and he will be out of it. Don't threat, because people tell me with a heart, and mostly women, Hogan, they go, can you believe what they're doing to him? And they feel for Donald Trump. Like that, I've never seen that compassion toward Donald Trump in that regard by mostly women. Because what's going on is they see how wrong it is, but I want to put their fears at bay, Hogan, because no matter what happens, I honestly believe because of what happened with Tish James when she went out, complained about yet something else with the bond not being the right bond, she was shot down cold by a court. That gives me hope an appellate court will end this fiasco in at least this case regarding Trump, Hogan Gidley.
You hope so. You want cooler heads to prevail here. You want the law to win out. You want the bias to stop. Because look, I don't care who you are, what side of the aisle you're on. If you go into a courtroom, what you want is you want justice to be blind. You want it to exact what it's supposed to, regardless of any political beliefs, regardless of race or gender or anything like that. And when you see things like this happen on a daily basis in this country, it really does make for a massive unsettling for so many around the country. And so, look, Donald Trump is the tip of this spear. He's someone who can point to the weaponization of government and say, look, other people in this country have felt this before. They're feeling it now. But I have the bully pulpit. People are looking at me, and I can explain kind of what's going on here. It really does kind of create a sense of circle the wagons around not just Donald Trump, around the whole system, because so many now have used it for their political advantages, and that's wrong. And you talked about the women seeing it. So many Americans are seeing this now.
Yeah.
It's got to stop.
Yeah, it really does. And I just, but I think, and I say in a week or two, no matter what happens, even if they, and between you and I mean, we like drama on this radio show, Hogan Gidley. And if they take Donald Trump downstairs, man, and they're going to lock him up and they got to figure what to do with the Secret Service, Oh my gosh! It's in many ways it would be the best thing to happen because it would be so blatantly out there on how corrupt the judicial system is in New York City. In New York City, and then it just that would be the one thing that would thrust Donald Trump into the White House. More, I mean, I hope it doesn't happen, but if it does, that'll thrust Trump right back into the White House. Hey Hogan, are you going to Wildwood, New Jersey? Coming to our neck of the woods, man? When there's a big Trump rally for Jeff Andrew, and that's May 11th down in Wildwood. And I didn't know, are you going to be there, do you think? What are you thinking?
I don't know. Are you going to be there?
You know what? Jeff was on yesterday, and he goes, Joe, you better be there. And he went back and forth with the president, and the president said, yeah, Joe's a good friend. And, you know, we're just trying to save the country, man. So I may have to go down, you know, because, you know, there are other deals I have in the entertainment industry in Hollywood, and it is just so tough. If you're branded a Trump guy, the nail is in the coffin. But do you just take the nail in the coffin and then just save the country? I mean, that's where my head's at these days. You know what I mean? You know,
if you were going to be broadcasting live, I wanted to be there.
Oh, that's a good idea. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, broadcast live from there. We'll let you know. You do a podcast with Tim Murtaugh, do you? Am I right?
Yeah, sure do.
Yeah,
sure.
Will you please tell him to call me? Because I'm trying to catch up on my friends, and we appreciate your time. You're a busy guy. You're a great guy. You're the person we need in the government because you're not crazy. You know what I mean? You're not crazy. You know what I mean? I'm watching
these
people.
That's a low bar in D.C.
It's so true, man. It's so true. No, but you make sense. You know, you're measured in your tone. Oh, to have that back in the White House. But listen, if you want me on, I'll be happy to do it, you know, because I think Tim had called and I never got back to him. So I'm always there for you. If you need me, you may not need me. Who you listen? You got the big stars on. What are you going to do with me?
Of course.
Listen to me. I just didn't want to be rude and say no. You know, that Piscopo never called me back. I hate that. Hogan, what do you think? So your initial reaction on this gag order, I fear the worst. What do you think will happen at 9:30 this morning, sir?
It's unconstitutional. We'll wait and see what he does, but I guarantee the judge is going to want to flex a little muscle here, I think.
Yeah.
I think they'll go after him a little bit. Yeah, sure. Because Donald Trump isn't afraid to push back, and so we'll see what happens.
That's right. But in the long run, as you listen to Piscopo and Gidley on the radio, don't worry. It's all going to end up okay, I believe. I honestly believe that. 7:36. Hogan, thank you, and thank you for joining us this early in the morning, my friend. Okay, brother. See you soon. Take care. Hogan Gidley right there. Great guy. Nicole Parker from the FBI, former FBI, is going to join us. Got a lot to get into this morning. Al is in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
51 and sunny at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Repeat fare evaders. Has the Long Island Railroad missing out on millions of dollars? According to Newsday, some LIRR riders have been issued invoices to be paid later more than 100 times within the last 6 months. The number of IOUs given to passengers jumped from 100,000 in 2022 to 160,000 last year, with the railroad's most frequent fare beater owing more than $2,100 as of September. The LIRR says it only recovers about 5% of unpaid fares through its current collection system. MTA Chairman Jenna Lieber tells Newsday deploying more MTA police officers onto LIRR trains known to have fare disputes hasn't completely solved the issue, but has acted as a deterrent for fare beaters. And officials are celebrating the new Terminal A at Newark Liberty Airport. The terminal recently awarded a 5-star rating from Skytrax, an aviation industry ratings firm, and authorities say high ratings like that are similar to getting an Academy Award. The rating was based on a detailed audit of the terminal's facilities, operations, and customer service. In its first year, the terminal served some 15 million passengers. Completed last year, Terminal A now joins LaGuardia Airport's Terminal B as the only two airport terminals in North America awarded the highest rating by Skytrax. In sports, Knicks over the 76ers 104-101 in Game 2 of their opening round playoff series. The Hurricanes erased a 3-goal deficit to claim Game 2 of their opening round playoff series against the Islanders 5-3. Athletics 3 hit the Yankees to win 2-0. Mets lost to the Giants out west 5-2. Jets are trading quarterback Zach Wilson to the Broncos. The deal includes Gangrene sending a 2024 seventh-round pick with Wilson to Denver for a sixth-round pick in this week's draft. Wilson was selected second overall by the Jets in 2021. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules suspended today and tomorrow for Passover. Metered parking rules in effect. Troubles continue on 95 North, the Bruckner North, getting up toward East Tremont Avenue. It's an accident in the Bronx. A couple of lanes remain blocked. Volume on the Van Wyck North, getting up toward Linden Boulevard. Eastbound BQE, heavy by the Battery Tunnel. Watch for slowdowns. Inbound GWB, a 30-minute delay. Lincoln 15, Holland about 20. Over on the Merritt Parkway northbound, that's busy by exit 39 in Norwalk with a collision. Over on Truck Route 1 and 9 South, right by the Tunnelly Circle, it's an accident in Jersey City getting down toward the Holland, so prepare for some delays there. Garden State Parkway South, exit 89. As you head into Lakewood, watch out for a crash. Partly cloudy today, high of 61. Sunny tomorrow afternoon with a high of almost 70 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. Let me tell you about Relief Factor. If you go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, you get the 3-week quick start kit from Relief Factor, only $19.95 with your feel better or your money back guarantee. 800-4-RELIEF. You want to talk to a nice human? Yes, a real person? Well, you could call 800, the number 4, the word relief, and you could get 100% drug-free Relief Factor. Pills will simply mask the pain. You hear me tell you that every morning. But with Relief Factor, it's 100% drug-free. It stops the inflammation that causes the pain with the resveratrol, the turmeric, the omega-3s. I keep telling you that stuff that is in Relief Factor. Is the ingredients there are 100% drug-free, and that is vital. It got Leah off the couch and out of pain. Our buddy Keith pursuing a second-degree black belt. You got me around buying my petunias and my marigolds. I mean, I could do this now. I could lift and doing and bending and moving and living my life, and we want you to do the same. Check out. Let's see if it works for you with the Relief Factor 3-week quick start kit for $19.95. It's got that feel better or your money back guarantee. 800-4-RELIEF or ReliefFactor.com.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
All right, Nicole Parker is going to join us momentarily. Let me tell you, if I may, about Michaels of Brooklyn before we go to Nicole. You got to get out to Avenue Arnostrand and experience the best Italian restaurant that I think you'll ever go to. The cuisine is made from scratch. The ambiance is great. You know the sauce you get all around the country as you listen. I know San Francisco, you're listening. We appreciate it. And San Diego, Tennessee, I get all the tweets from all around the country, and we love you. And we know you could buy Michaels of Brooklyn sauce right in your local supermarket all across this great country. Yes, you can. In the meantime, if you're in New York and you head out toward Brooklyn, Avenue Arnostrand, you will see where the sauce is made. Right there. Right there. So when you go in and you see Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael himself, you will experience the hospitality on an Italian-American scale that you can't get anywhere else. It's from the heart. There's the warmth, the cuisine made from scratch. You will love Michael's of Brooklyn. The sauce all around the country. Go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Order the sauce. We can get that to you as well. In the meantime, if you're in Brooklyn, check out Avenue R off of Nostrand, Michael's of Brooklyn, 718-998-7851. You got to call because everybody's going these days, okay? 718-998-7851. It's Michael's of Brooklyn, serving that community since 1964.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at
AM97. Joe on the radio, 743. Nicole Parker is a Fox News contributor, special agent with the FBI from 2010 to 2022. Nicole, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I always love to join y'all.
Well, we appreciate it so much, Nicole. I know how busy you are, too. So, because it's so, I'm watching things unfold. Oh, my gosh. And now, listen, you're a young lady. God bless you. I'm an old guy, and I remember the 60s, Nicole. And I remember how bad it was there and how anti-American it was then. And we came out of it. Is it worse nowadays, in your opinion, Nicole Parker, what's happening on the college campuses?
I mean, based on what I'm seeing, it appears to be much worse. I just think right now that we're at a critical point because it's got to get under control. We cannot let this continue to unravel and destroy our country. You know, these college campuses where students, these are Ivy League schools where children, students, kids are supposed to be getting the best educations out there, and they're paying large sums of money and, you know, the greatest and the brightest. And what the behavior I am seeing does not exemplify that at all. And I find it very fascinating because we have been inundated with this DEI movement at all of these, you know, woke universities. But yet when it comes to loving and accepting others, I don't see that. I'm not seeing a lot of diversity, equity, and inclusion at Columbia, at NYU, at MIT, at Emory, when they are hating on those of the Jewish religion. And it's absolutely horrifying and disgusting.
And how do you miss what Hamas has done? And I saw this morning, you know, on the X feed of a gal, innocent hostage on a motorcycle with these animals, with these creatures from Hamas. And maybe were they Hamas? Were they part of the community? I don't know who they were, but they were dragging this poor girl, you know, on a motorcycle, and they're decapitating people and then celebrating the bodies in Gaza. Who are these animals? These protesters have no idea. I hope, Nicole.
I think they're extremely ignorant. I think what it is a lot of times is that there's these groups, you know, highly progressive individuals and groups, and they start a movement, and then those that are in society that feel marginalized and want to, you know, link up with others. That's a lot of what I'm seeing. I think a lot of these students, they don't even know what they're out there protesting for. They just want to feel a part of a bigger cause. And, you know, any group that feels marginalized, they want to get in there and feel like they're saving the world. What they don't understand is that they're harming others. And now there are students at these universities nationwide who are living in fear. And this is not something that we should be seeing in the United States of America. FBI Director Christopher Wray has warned that in light of Passover beginning yesterday, that we're on high alert, that they're, you know, the FBI is going to be checking for large gatherings, events at community centers, for potential lone offenders who want to wreak havoc in our country. And they are trying to incite fear. And I'm hearing that, you know, AOC and others are saying, oh, these are peaceful protests. There is nothing peaceful about people burning the American flag, saying hate on America, comparing NYPD to the KKK.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe, seriously, the lack of respect for law enforcement when they're getting in there to do their job? I mean, you already... Yep. It's unacceptable.
It is, and she says that. AOC says it. I mean, this is, quote-unquote, her city, you know, and then Biden, President Biden goes, oh, yeah, which she says very, very smart, or he made a comment like that. But let me go here, if I may, Nicole, while we have you. Because on HBO, they're doing this, I think it's HBO, they're doing this thing about the Oklahoma City bombing and Timothy McVeigh and, you know, the white anger and the white supremacist anger. And listen, the FBI was great in that regard. Matter of fact, our mutual friend Danny Colson, who we love and have on the show, was there and brought those terrorists down. But it's not. We seem to be concentrating more on that, on quote unquote the you know the white supremacist. Look what we have right on our college campuses. The FBI is entrenched in this. Yes.
Well, it's because Christopher Wray was coming out testifying over and over about how white supremacy was the greatest threat facing our nation after the summer of 2020. And I think what's happening is that the FBI has inundated resources with the January 6th, incident. And I think that they've kind of taken their eye off the ball of other potential terrorists organizations, particularly foreign terrorist organizations. Again, I was a witness to the 9/11 terrorist attacks in New York City. I understand how dangerous foreign terrorist organizations are. And I can tell you right now, the number one threat facing this country is not what it used to be, or he claimed it used to be. Foreign terrorist organizations are a huge threat. And what's dangerous is that those foreign terrorist organizations have individuals living within our country. And they are, I am certain that there are people plotting things against us right now. And I sure hope that the FBI, who put so many resources, I'm telling you, Joe, I was there, all hands on deck for January 6th. We got FBI emails, FBI all, we call them, and went to the whole organization. We need volunteers, we need this, we need that. This went on for months and now for years, and they're continuing to focus on it. It is continuing to be on the FBI's website, Capital Violence. I'm sorry to tell you, but I think what you need to be focusing on is campus violence, because there are children and students living in fear nationwide. You know, it's acceptable to say we are Hamas, but it is unacceptable to say make America great again. Okay, just think about that. Let that sink in for a minute. It's okay to say we are Hamas, but it is unacceptable to say make America great again. You have a target on your back for saying make America great again, but you can say we are Hamas and hate to America.
God bless you. Well said, and right on the money. It's exactly what's happening. I mean, they're showing pictures with that gal that had a picture of the military arm of Hamas and should go after these people with an arrow behind people with an American flag and an Israeli flag. Nicole, listen, hopefully we'll get there. I don't know what the end game is on all of this, because I'll leave you with this, and I think you'll agree, because even when they went after Trump and when he was in office, and this is not a pro-Trump, anti-Trump, whatever it is, but the COVID came in, you know? It's like all of a sudden that mysteriously surfaced, you know? But we took our eye off the ball to let that virus in. We started impeaching. We started doing all these political takedowns. It's just we're right back where we were. Well, aren't you feeling that same thing?
Well, and along the line of COVID, this is another thing I find absolutely fascinating and shocking. I don't know. I mean, I'm watching on my television screen these protests in New York. From what I'm aware of, I wasn't aware that COVID was a big issue in New York right now. But based on these protesters that I'm watching, they all have these masks on that they were wearing during COVID. Do you think it's because they're worried about COVID? No, it's because they know that what they're doing isn't right.
As
a law enforcement officer during COVID, I can tell you the masks were a nightmare. Those are individuals who are trying to evade law enforcement who do not want their face to be seen. Because you know what? If their face is seen, they know that they're probably never going to get a job. They know that there's software with facial recognition software that they could get caught. If you have no shame in what you're doing, take the mask off and go out and proudly protest. But you know what? I'm not saying all of them, but many of them wear those COVID masks. And I think that is a huge mistake that those became normalized during COVID. Because again, here's an example when they are getting away with things because they can, you know, conceal their faces with those COVID masks.
You are awesome, Nicole Parker. Awesome chat this morning, as always. Nicole, please come back when you can, okay? And thank you so much for your service to this country. God bless. Godspeed, Nicole Parker.
Right.
Thank you.
God bless America. Thank you.
There it is. Thanks so much. Great chat. God bless America, indeed. Debbie Duhaime is on the road, 751 on AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Alternate side parking rules suspended for today and tomorrow for Passover. Metered parking rules in effect. 95 North in the Bronx. It's still really tough by East Tremont. I have an accident still blocking two lanes. We're seeing delays on the Merritt Parkway North in Norwalk by exit 39 with a crash. 84 East exit 10 over in Newtown in Connecticut. A collision being cleared. LIE West at Ocean Ave, a disabled vehicle. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments.
Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best. Period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio had a great chat yesterday across town with some folks from the NYPD. It was like a kind of a cable kind of show, and it was, and they started asking me about Pat Brosnan. Is that great? Because they listen to the show. We appreciate that. So they said, hey, Joe, tell me about Pat Brosnan. He's on your. I go, yeah. Well, we talk about Brosnan Risk Consultants, and they go, yeah, we worked with Pat, and he's got such a great reputation. Pat Brosnan does. He's a decorated and retired NYPD detective who is the CEO and who is the founder of Brosnan Risk Consultants. And then, of course, I went on to say in the interview, like I tell you every morning, you got to protect yourself. And you know, there's not a lot of people that are looking out for you and I these days. You know, even the stellar elite NYPD, which is a magnificent law enforcement organization, you know, they're handcuffed by all the politicians. So we suggest if you have problems with your business, problems with an employer, problems with security around your workplace, problems with protecting your family, reach out, please, to Brosnan Risk Consultants. They've been protecting their clients for over 25 years, operational in 45 states and over 500 cities. Now, don't settle for second best. You do the right thing the first time. Brosnan is the gold standard in investigations and security services. Call today for an assessment. 800-590-2180. 800-590-2180. Everybody knows how what a great law enforcement detective Pat Brosnan was, and now a founder of Brosnan Risk Consultants. We invite you to go online to brosnanrisk.com. Find out what everybody's talking about in such a positive way regarding Brosnan Risk Consultants, brosnanrisk.com.
Today's weather report is sponsored by Diamondback Ready Mix. When you're looking for concrete materials for your next construction project, call on the experts of Diamondback Ready Mix, New York and New Jersey's number one premier family-owned concrete supplier, proudly located on Staten Island, providing concrete services for commercial, municipal, and residential general contractors. 718-650-5649.
Harry!
You can call Harry Lynch over there. We love Harry. We love Diamondback Ready Mix. Chip Nordine, how we doing weather-wise, my friend?
Well, it's a chilly start for sure. In some spots especially, we have that freeze warning until 9 a.m. That's for central northern Jersey as well. Frost advisory for another 4 minutes, but temperatures still in that mid to upper 30s in some spots, especially eastern Long Island and the Hudson River. But we're looking at a good day today. Sunshine, blue skies, 64. Clouds are going to increase, and it's also going to pick up a bit of a wind and also some showers north and west of the city down to 51. Showers arrive for the city tomorrow, and we could hear some thunder with a high of 68. Now, Thursday and Friday are going to be sunny, but cooler despite the sunshine. 59 on Thursday and 61 Friday.
All right, Jeff. Well done, my friend. Thank you so much. Jeff Nordine at the Weather Answer Desk right there, getting into springtime. And yes, I did, guys. I know you're very pleased that I went out and I got my petunias. Got a whole bunch of petunias.
Oh, good petunias. So exciting. Did you plant them?
You don't plant
them. Mr. HGTV right here.
You know, we should do a segment.
I don't do the flowers thing.
Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do that. Yeah, we'll do like a
flowers
HGTV.
Segment? Oh.
Mr. Joseph. Well, they're hanging. They're the hanging. And they and
oh,
you know what I love about
yes,
it?
Yes, they are.
You know, I don't put them in a really fancy schmancy hanging thing. I just stick them right up there.
Tomorrow we're doing a roundtable discussion on garden gnomes with Joe.
Garden gnomes.
It's very exciting.
But I did get the marigolds because the deer do not, they eat everything else, but they don't eat the marigolds. So I got the marigolds. Mm. So, but I haven't planted them yet. I'll do that. Somebody said, Allie, why don't we do a planting day when at the house? Hmm? Would you like that?
Yeah, I'm good.
Give me another beer. Give
That's
me my
right.
cigar. How about
That's
my cigar?
Right.
Nicole Malliotakis is going to join us, the good congresswoman. A lot to get into with Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis. Andy McCarthy as well. Joe Piscopo on the radio, and we're coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
51 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The MTA continues to crack down on toll violators at its bridges and tunnels. The MTA says the agency issued nearly 800 summonses, seized 21 vehicles after targeting repeat toll violators over 2 days last week. The violators owed more than $500,000 combined. The crackdown at the Robert F. Kennedy Bridge, Throgs Neck, and George Washington Bridges, and the Lincoln Tunnel last Thursday and Friday. The MTA recently launched a task force to go after the worst toll violators. New Jersey getting federal funding for solar energy. The Garden State will be receiving $156 million awarded by the Environmental Protection Agency. The state among 60 recipients announced. According to government officials, the grants will help with the reduction of carbon dioxide emissions and help save households $350 million annually. In a new report revealing there are issues with the city's response to heavy rain, a report out of City Comptroller Brad Lander's office says catch basin scoops are frequently out of service and catch basins are frequently clogged. He said during Tropical Storm Ophelia on September 29th, 32 of the DEP's 51 catch basin trucks were broken. In addition, the percentage of New Yorkers getting notified NYC weather alerts was only 2.7%. The news comes as rains seem to be getting more intense, along with the rising water levels. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.